Okay, there are two things that I remember about my childhood. I just don't remember it being this orange. First, I remember being with my dad. He would get these far-off looks in his eye, and he would say, "Life doesn't always turn out the way you plan." I just wish I'd realized at the time he was talking about my life. But that never stopped us from taking our adventures together. He would pack up our sometimes working car, and he would tell me amazing stories about strange and exotic lands as we headed off to exciting destinations like Milwaukee. It's amazing how exotic Wisconsin isn't. But my favorite memories were the stories that he would tell me about my mom. He would take me to the church where they got married, and I'd beg him to tell me more about the ceremony and about my crazy Uncle Irwin who fell asleep in the macaroni and cheese. And I asked my dad when he knew that he truly loved my mom. And he said to me, "Lucy, your mother gave me a special gift. She gave me the world." Actually, it was a globe with a light in it. But for the romantic that he was, it might as well have been the world. Well, the first time I saw him, he didn't exactly give me the world. It was a $1.50 train token. But I looked forward to it every single day. He started coming to my booth between 8:01 and 8:15 every morning, Monday through Friday, and he was just perfect. My Prince Charming. Well, we've never actually spoken, but I know someday we will. I know it. I just know it. And I know that someday I will find a way to introduce myself, and that's going to be perfect. Just like my prince.
$45 for a Christmas tree and they don't deliver? You order $10 worth of chow mein from Mr. Wong's, they bring it to your door. Oh, I should have gotten the blue spruce, they're lighter.
Lucy!
Nature of claim. Christmas tree through window. How am I going to put that on my insurance? They're still pissed about the fire we had when Joe Jr. barbecued in the stairwell.
I missed that one.
Oh, great sausage.
Look, I'll pay for this.
That's okay, Lucy. My brother Julie's in the glass business.
Oh, I almost forgot. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Lucy. You didn't have to do that.
Well, I wanted to.
I haven't even gotten to my shopping yet.
Hey, Pop! Can I give that bottle of blue nun you got from Cousin Ornella to my probation officer?
You see, we got some company. Say hello.
Hello, Luce. Nice, sweater.
Thank you.
It's over there. Lucy, you're a nice girl. Joe Jr.'s still single.
Yeah, it's a shocker.
What do you have?
Oh, the usual?
What's that?
Mustard, Coke.
Lucy! Lucy, Lucy,
hi,
Lucy.
Karen.
I'm glad to find you here.
I was hoping you'd find me in Bermuda.
Bermuda. Oh, that's good. I am recommending you for Employee of the Month, the usual.
Really? I didn't know there was an employee.
Supervisor Jerry Wallace nominates Lucy Monterance for Employee of the Month. Lucy is never tardy, always works holidays, even if she has worked the previous holiday. Just because she worked Thanksgiving, Lucy is willing to work Christmas, too.
Jerry, I'm not working Christmas.
You get a nice plaque with the mayor's stamp on it.
I didn't vote.
You get to ride on a float St. Patty's Day.
I hate parades.
Did I mention extra holiday pay?
I hate you.
Lucy. Look, Violet is sick and Celeste can't switch because she's got some big family thing. And I promised my kids I'd be there for them this year.
Stinks, Jerry.
I know it isn't fair and I can't make you do it. But Lucy, you're the only one.
Without family.
Nice coat. Merry Christmas to you, too. You're beautiful. Will you marry me? I love you.
Yup. Yup. Nice coat. Oh!
Good. Please wake up. Please, please. Can you wake up? Can you hear me? Oh, God. Wake up. Somebody help me, please. Mister, there's a train coming and it's fast. It's an express. Oh, God.
Okay.
Hi, excuse me, about 2 seconds ago, a man was
right,
brought in.
What's his name?
I don't know.
I need to know his name.
He's right.
You don't know his name?
Why don't you?
Okay. No, you can't.
Oh, you can't go in there.
No, you don't understand.
No, are you family?
No.
Family only.
No, you don't understand, because I
you
was...
You? Wait there. Okay, guys, what do we got here? Let's bring this guy down a number.
Oh, I was gonna marry him.
See if Dr. Rubin or Dr. T is here.
Dr. Mamelak to ICU West.
Come on,
Dr.
Mamelak over here.
ICU West, please.
Let him hear your voice, honey.
Hi. Everything is gonna be okay. I know it. It's gonna be fine.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Is that the woman that saved his life?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Gets even better than that. She's his fiance.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry, but I need to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Officer, may I interrupt you?
Oh, sure. I'll be right over there.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Rubin.
Hi, I'm
Don't
Lucy.
Tell me about badges. Where the hell is he?
Dad, don't
ask. Oh, he's so pale. Oh, my God.
What is this?
This is my son. How is he?
You can't come bursting into this unit.
He'll be all right, right?
What happened? What's going on?
He's in a coma.
On Christmas Day.
Jesus.
His vital signs are strong. His brain waves are good. I think he's going to get through this.
Are you a specialist?
How did this happen?
He was pushed from the platform at the train station.
Who's she?
She's his fiance.
His fiance?
Yeah.
Peter's fiance?
Peter's engaged.
No, he wait.
Maybe he was busy.
Too busy to tell his own mother he's getting married?
No. Right, don't yell at him.
I'm not yelling at him. Only Jack were here.
Grant,
what you doing? Is she okay?
She's got a little heart problem. She's had 3 attacks already.
They weren't attacks. They were episodes.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing wrong with her hearing.
Excuse me, doctor, what is she doing in here?
Hey, Bobby, she saved his life.
You saved his life?
Yeah, but...
I thought he was pushed off a train platform.
She jumped on the tracks.
You jumped on the tracks?
Yeah. Doctor, it's supposed to be family only.
She is family.
She's the fiancé, you idiot.
Okay, look, I'm sorry.
We haven't seen him for a long time, so we didn't know. I was wanting him to find a nice girl.
I'm so glad he found you. Oh, Peter.
Yes, I can.
Why did you say that?
Say what?
I'm not his fiancé.
Why did you tell me that you were?
I'm not engaged. I've never even spoken to the guy.
Well, downstairs, you said. You said you were going to marry him.
Oh, jeez, I was talking to myself.
Well, next time you talk to yourself, tell yourself you're single and end the conversation.
What am I going to do?
I don't know.
She held me so tight. I couldn't tell her.
I know.
Excuse me, nurse. Is there a pharmacy in the hospital?
What do you need?
Elsie. She wants a nitroglycerin.
Oh, for her heart problem?
Problem? Problems. You know something? I think you saved her life. In fact, I think you saved the whole family. Bless you.
Why don't you come with me? I'll take you down there.
Tell us how you met Peter.
Ma, she doesn't want to talk about that now, okay?
Why not? We could all use a nice story.
Well, you know, it was nice.
Of course it was nice. Why shouldn't it be nice?
What about that other girl? What's her name? The one he met in the bar?
Well, what's that got to do with the price of eggs?
Ashley Bartlett Bacon. All I know is she was pretty high and mighty for someone named after breakfast meat.
Well, he has a nice girl now.
So did you steal him from Ashley?
I bet it was love at first sight, right? I have a sense about these things.
Elsie, let her tell it.
She is telling it. I bet that he picked you up in that fancy car of his.
What was it about him that, you know, first struck you?
It was his smile.
They're caps. $600 a tooth.
Shh.
Well, we saw each other, and he smiled, and I knew that my life would never be the same. So.
Tomorrow night, 8:00.
What?
I got ice capades. I know a guy.
Bet you're wondering what I'm doing here in the middle of the night, huh? Well, I thought I should introduce myself. My name's Lucy. Lucy Eleanor Moderatz. Think you should know your family thinks we're engaged. Never been engaged before. This is all very sudden for me. What I really came here to tell you was that I didn't mean for this to happen. I don't know what to do. I mean, if you were awake, I wouldn't be in this mess. Oh God, not that I'm blaming you. Sorry. It's just that, you know, when I was a kid, I always imagine what I would be like or where I would be or what I would have when I got older. And, you know, it's the normal stuff. You know, I'd have a house and family and things like that. Not, you know, not that I'm complaining or anything, because, you know, I have a cat, have an apartment, sole possession of the remote control. It's very important. It's just, I never met anybody that I could laugh with. You know? Do you believe in love at first sight? Nah, I bet you don't. You're probably too sensible for that. Or have you ever, like, seen somebody and you knew that if only that person really knew you, they would, well, they would, of course, dump the perfect model that they were with and realize that you were the one that they wanted to just grow old with. You ever fall in love with somebody you haven't even talked to? You ever been so alone you spend the night confusing a man in a coma?
I could always sleep anywhere.
And believe me, she has.
Way to go, Bram.
So how's Peter?
Oh, well, he's got more color.
He has some color. Looks like he has some color.
Yeah. Well, I have to go. So it was great to see you guys again.
Yeah. We didn't get to celebrate Christmas, so it would be nice if you could join us.
Oh, I would love to, but I can't. Jack's gonna be there.
That's right. You haven't met Jack yet.
No, not yet.
Oh, he'll be so happy to meet you.
So you'll come tonight?
I really shouldn't because I have to work. I can't.
Well, look here. Put your phone number and address down there. Midge will call you and talk you into it.
Oh, okay.
And here's another card for when you change your mind.
We're in the estate furniture business. We buy furniture from dead people.
Okay. All right, well, I have it, so bye.
Bye, dear. Bye. See you later.
Bye. Ma'am? Excuse me, ma'am.
What is this?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Callahan. These are your husband's things.
Not my husband!
I'm sorry, your fiancé.
You're Peter's fiancé?
Okay.
Dalton Clark. Colleague of Peter's at Luba Parker Jacobs and Fink.
I have to go now.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's had a tough year. Mm-hmm. Well, with the accident last month and all.
Accident?
Well, of course it was an accident. I mean, it wasn't my... Did he tell you it was my fault? We're playing basketball, all right? I carry a pencil. I'm a lawyer. I do that.
Okay.
Jesus.
So what's the big deal?
What's the big deal, Jerry? They think I'm their future daughter-in-law. And the grandmother, she's got this heart thing. And if I tell her the truth, she's going to have a heart attack and she's going to die and it's going to be on my head.
Well, then go along with it. And when Peter comes out of the coma, the family will be so happy they won't care that you lied to them. They'll probably even thank you for it.
Just mustard. Okay, what if he doesn't come out of his coma?
Well, then who's to know?
I don't know.
Lucy,
When my mother found out I was getting married to my wife, her intestines exploded. Now, you tell them now, you might as well shoot Grandma.
Come on, Mal. Hi, Saul. Hi.
You made it, huh?
Yeah.
How you feel?
Okay.
Come on, keep me company for a while. I don't like the smoke in the house.
Okay.
Listen, you want one?
I'm trying to quit.
That's good. Yeah, sit down. They don't bother you, do they?
No, I'm fine.
Did you know that I was Peter's godfather?
Really? I thought you had to be Catholic for that.
Ox fudged it over. He donated 50 folding chairs to Father Shea's bingo night. You know, being a godfather is very important to Catholics. It means you're practically part of the family.
You're lucky. It's really important to have family around this time of year.
Are you, are your parents with you?
No. My mom died when I was really young. And a couple years ago, my dad got sick. And we moved from Indiana to Chicago so we could go to a research hospital.
Research. A medical term for very expensive, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I had to quit school and I started working for the CTA. And about a year ago, he decided he had had enough research and he passed away.
My wife of 51 years passed away 2 years ago, February the 9th.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was a rough time for me.
Yeah.
But Ox got me through.
You're good friends?
The best. Lucy, the Callahans, well, they took me in as part of their family. I'd never let anyone hurt them.
Neither would I.
I believe you wouldn't.
Lucy, you came? Hi, Saul. Oh, this is great. Hey, come on in, you two. It's freezing out here. Elsie made her eggnog.
Word to the wise, drink soda.
Okay. Mom, look who's here, Lucy Kane.
That's Peter on the right.
He's so sweet.
Oh, yeah, the squirrels.
Eggnog, everyone. Ma, where are you? I'm serving your eggnog.
I'm getting my camera. Come on, everybody. Get close to the tree.
Pictures.
Lucy, come on.
Come on, Lucy.
Let's go.
Watch the birdie.
Oh, Ma, take it again. I blinked.
Hey, you're lucky. I'm blind.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Oh, excuse me.
I don't drink anymore.
Oh.
I don't drink any less. I don't. Perhaps I should.
You're coming. Oh, look at this.
More presents. Oh, yeah.
What is this?
Open it.
Oh.
What is that?
Turn him over.
Pierce? Mm-hmm. Really?
We'll go to Walmart on Monday.
Don't thank me. If it was up to me, I would have gotten you a barbecue.
Oh, like
more
that.
Presents.
Oh, oh boy. Wonderful.
We hit the jackpot.
Mom, this is for you.
Oh, to Ox from Uncle Al.
Who the hell is Uncle Al?
Uncle Al, you know, Uncle Al from Buffalo.
Uncle Al. Oh. Lucy from San Francisco.
Remember Al? He was here the first
time.
Yeah, here's
yeah.
For you.
Yeah, that Uncle Al.
Yes, this is from Miriam.
Seven bow ties, I bet.
Oh, you should.
That's right. He made me. Oh. I don't want to hand it in.
I mean, for you.
Oh, the gold watch! I love it! Oh, sweetheart,
hey,
from so
Louie,
sweet.
I got it.
Oh, Grant, these are so great. Thank you. Just nice
to know that. We'll have just so many. You remember Uncle Al, don't you?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he wasn't really uncle.
I never really got him anything.
He had his little mustache.
That's
he was Dennis' friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know an Uncle Ed.
No.
This is Callahan. Leave a message, and I'll get back to you. Ciao.
Hi, it's Ashley. Lisbon is absolutely gorgeous, but I'm cutting my trip short because I have been doing a lot of thinking, and what the heck, I will marry you.
Cereal in the morning.
Oh, so it's Mary's special cereal.
Last time you took the toy surprise. Do you remember that?
Good morning.
Oh, you scared me.
Sorry.
Good morning, Jack.
I guess I don't remember meeting you.
Well, it's probably because we've never met.
That might have something to do with it.
Ooh, cab. I have to go. I'm really late because I have to go. But it was nice to meet you, Jack. So, bye.
Lucy.
Okay, look, I know that I...
Hey. Welcome to the family.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
We pray that the Lord's healing presence will be felt by those who are sick and by their families, especially Jojo Gorecki, Peter Callahan, Craig Little, and Peggy Dunn. We pray to the Lord. Lord,
Lord, hear our prayer.
O God, you call us to live as one family. Save
so, who's this Lucy? She's your brother's fiancée. You'd think if Peter were getting married, he would have announced it in the Tribune. We read the Sun Times, amen?
Amen.
So why did she sneak out this morning? She has a job.
I like Mass better in Latin. It's nicer when you don't know what they're saying.
Did you get the Bourbeau estate?
Got it.
What about Downey's?
Got it.
Himmelstein's?
Yeah.
Did you get Van Allen?
Himmelstein's took too long.
Yeah, for Christ's sake, Jack.
Stop swimming.
Look, you're running the business now.
That's something I like to talk to you about.
Talk about that later, okay?
Talk about it now. He can't kill you in church.
Will you please pipe down?
Hey, be nice, Pally. We're in church.
You're disrupting the mass.
Who made you the Pope?
Hux,
How did Joe Kelly get to be elector? He takes marijuana.
Amen.
Come on, you stupid wingnut. One of your mother's.
Excuse me, do you live here?
Live here? I own this place.
Oh, great. Well, then you would know the woman that lives in 201.
Know her? I'm dating her.
Very clean. Kitty. Kitty. Rich kitty. Come here, meal time. Kitty, 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 kitty.
Hey, how'd you get in here?
Key?
Key? Oh, you stay here a lot, huh?
Oh, you know, feed the cat.
Peter doesn't have a cat.
No, I'm gonna let the machine get it.
Hello? It's for you.
Hello. Okay. Bye-bye. That was the hospital. They say it's customary for friends and family to come down and give blood.
Let's go together.
You know what? I think maybe we should take your truck.
Oh, no. We ought to take Peter's car.
Okay.
You know where it's parked, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we'll have to get your picture for the mantle.
Of
Of me?
No, of you and Peter.
I'm not that photogenic.
I doubt that.
All right, now I want you to sit here and sip this, or you'll get woozy.
When did you start seeing Peter?
September 17th.
3 months. That's quick.
You have no idea.
That's fast. That's...
Miss!
I'm fine.
That's a fast engagement.
Wait, I'm not finished with you.
What the hell's he got a TV for? He's in a coma, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, he might hear you, you know.
Then get him a radio.
Maybe he'd like us to sing to him.
Maybe Lucy knows his favorite song.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Dragon. Oh.
Dragon. Which one of the Three Stooges was Peter's favorite?
Curly.
Curly? Ha!
He's everybody's favorite.
Oh, I like Shemp.
Favorite ice cream?
Baskin Robbins.
Favorite baseball team?
Chicago.
Cubs or White Sox?
What the heck is going on?
Why are you asking her all these questions?
Don't ask me. Ask her boyfriend.
That isn't very funny, you know.
No, no, he's... not this boyfriend. Joe Fusco.
Joe Jr.?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mr. Joe Fusco Jr. He said that you were intimate.
Yeah, well, he also said he invented aluminum foil. He's delusional.
He was very lucid when I talked to him.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Ma, are you okay?
You see what you did?
What did I do?
You know, if she wanted to prove it, she'd prove it.
Peter has one testicle.
No way.
Way. About a month ago, there was an accident, and he was playing basketball, and his friend had a pencil in his back pocket.
Ew.
Maybe, no.
Oh, no. Well, somebody's got to look.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, maybe,
It's not my,
Okay. I'm his mother.
Oh, Mom, ew. Well, look at the bright side. He's got more room in his jockey shorts.
You stood me up.
For what?
For a date.
What date?
To the ice capades. I had to eat your ticket.
I never said I would go on a date with you.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Did too.
Didn't. Who is that?
Lucy, it's Saul.
What are you, two-timing Joe Jr.?
I'm not two-timing. I never one-timed.
Hey, I'll fight the guy.
Hey, get in the closet. Not a word.
Nice panties.
I like boxer shorts, but I'll try these. Have you got company?
No, TV.
Oh.
It's on. Next door. Oh. Want some coffee or tea or something?
No, not a thing. Lucy, there's something you should know.
What?
Well, the night you visited Peter, I was outside the door. I know the truth.
Sorry, Saul. You know, you don't have to worry, because I'm going to tell them everything.
Don't tell them a thing. You remember the day you said you'd never do anything to hurt the family?
Yeah.
Well, since they met you, they figure they have Peter back. Now, if you tell them the truth, you'll take them away again. They need you, Lucy. Just like you need them. Now, look, I know you're a good girl. And I know you'll do the right thing.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, you will. Oh, by the way, how did you know about Peter with the one, you know something? I don't want to know.
Bye.
Holy God.
What are you doing?
I slipped.
You're trying on my shoes?
No. When I fell, my foot went like that right into the shoe.
Who is it?
It's me, Jack Callahan.
God, doesn't anybody use a phone anymore?
I do.
I'm not talking about 900 numbers.
Who told?
Hi. So, more questions?
No, I have an engagement present for you.
Oh, you really shouldn't have.
I didn't. It's from my parents.
Oh.
It's furniture. You want me to bring it up? Hey, was that Saul I saw leaving? What's that?
Cat.
Big cat?
I think you should bring it to Peter's apartment.
You don't know what it is?
Well, you know, anything would look nicer in Peter's apartment. You know what? I'll come with you. You know what? I think you parked too. I think you parked too close to the other car.
Had to. We got to unload the furniture. Ready for your surprise? Ta-da!
Oh, that is great. That is so great.
You like that?
Yeah.
Too bad. Axe brought you the love seat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be. I made this.
This? No, you didn't.
Shocking, isn't it?
Can I sit in it?
Rock out.
My God, this is perfect. You should go into business or something.
Well, that gets tricky.
Oh, yeah, working with your dad and everything, right?
The business used to be called Callahan and Sons, and then when Peter went off to law school, it became Callahan and Son. If I were to leave, it'd just be Callahan. Let's take a second here and I'll lock the doors off.
I got it.
Oh.
See? Here we go.
Oh, this technique. It's always very, very, very modern technique.
Hey, excuse me, sir, what apartment?
57G.
Well, sir, I'm sorry, but guests have to be announced, you know?
Well, I'm with her. I'm helping her.
So?
You don't know her?
No. But I'm new here.
Oh, well, she's Peter Callahan's fiancée in 57G.
Oh. Oh, yeah. They told me about her, sir. She's scary.
Tell me about it.
Ooh. Be careful.
Maybe we should angle it a little bit.
I think it's wedged.
Why don't you step back for a little bit? I'm gonna try an old trick.
What's the trick?
Push it really hard.
Okay. Okay, push.
I did.
Do you want me to help you? No?
All right, a little help would be good.
Okay.
Three, one, two,
I think the sofa should go right there.
Oh, no. Look at this. Idiot just blocked me in.
But I told you not to park that close.
Hey, check the meter. See what time.
It's 6 o'clock. They can pretty much stay here all night if they wanted to.
Oh,
all night, huh?
Good night.
You just gonna leave me here with the truck?
Basically, yeah.
Well, maybe I ought to walk you back.
Ooh, what for?
For protection.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm okay.
For me, I don't want to be here by myself. This is Chicago.
You look cold.
Huh?
Cold.
Probably because I am cold. How about you?
This jacket's reversible. I'm more on the warm side now.
Oh, I see.
You need a better coat.
This is my dad's.
Oh, and he's probably freezing.
He passed away.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. Passed away last year. I don't even remember my mom.
Well, what was he like?
He was a lot like me. Dark hair, flat chest.
What do you remember most about
him? Oh, that. Okay. Well, he liked maps.
Yeah, I live by maps. My truck's filled with them.
He used to hear of a place on the TV. Mm. We would pull out the atlas, we'd find where it was, and we'd route out this, like, little way to get there.
If there were one place in the world where you'd go, where...
Florence.
Italy. Oh, I haven't delivered any furniture to Florence yet, but I'm told it's nice.
Yeah?
I take it you've never been there.
Well, you know, the owl doesn't exactly make it all the way to Florence, so... Oh, but I do have... my passport.
You have your passport?
Yes, I do.
With you?
Yes, well, just in case I need to quickly leave the country, you need to...
It's perfect. Great. Oh, you're right. You're not very photogenic at all. Just joking. There aren't any stamps in that.
Yeah, well, I haven't gone anywhere yet. But, you know, I'm planning the trip to Florence really soon, so, you know, I'll go.
That'll make your dad very proud.
Yeah. You know, in a very small way, you kind of remind me of him a little bit.
I see. So he was a classy guy, always a gentleman, a working man.
Who just stepped in doggy poopy.
Oh!
that's classy. That's classy.
All right, tell me more. Where did you grow up?
God, you just become Mr. Chatty this evening.
The fact of the matter is I'm about to start shivering and making conversation keeps my face from freezing.
Thank you. I had a good time.
Oh. It's slippery here. Okay. Come on. Yeah. Got this far. I'll take you the rest of the
little, you gotta watch it. A little icy. So, you gonna go see Peter tomorrow?
Oh. Whoa. Wow.
Do not take me with you.
No, it's all right.
You got it?
Too bad. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Ow. This is bad. There we go.
Okay.
Are my muscles.
Oh, give me your hand. Give me your hand.
Whoa.
Okay. Come on.
Oh, man. You have an extra pair of pants in your apartment?
If you fit into my pants, I will kill myself. You don't have to follow me.
Oh, you block the wind. Wait till you get inside.
Well, good night.
Night.
I'll see you when I see you.
All right, Lucy, it's either me or him.
Him.
You don't have to answer right away.
Having an affair. I like Jack.
Who's Jack?
Peter's brother.
So?
So he thinks I'm engaged.
To who?
To Peter.
Lucy, I really don't have time for this.
Oh, no, 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 no. You have to tell me what to do.
Tell the truth.
If I tell Jack that I lied to his family, he will never speak to me again. And Ox, and Midge, and Mary, and Saul.
Saul? Who's Saul?
It's a next door neighbor. You know what? Actually, he knows.
Lucy, you're born into a family. You do not join them like you do the Marines.
You have to tell me what to do.
Pull the plug.
You're sick.
I'm sick. You're cheating on a vegetable.
Down and dirty. Are you gonna fold? You're not gonna fold. Oh, he is staying in with a pair. Very impressive. Very bold, confident. Full house. You are unlucky at cards. But lucky in love. Remember in like fifth or sixth grade, I was starting to get really good at poker and going home with lots of lunch money. I get to know the principal's office really well. He always used to say to me, "How come you can't be more like your brother, Peter?" You know what? I was all right with that. I had no problems with that because I was proud of you. And I was never envious of anything that you had. Until now. I'll cut the deck. High card gets Lucy. All right. We'll go best out of three.
So, Lucy, have you and Peter decided where you're going to go on your honeymoon?
I went to Cuba.
Ricky Ricardo was Cuban.
Didn't Peter look great today?
Oh, that kid. You know, he should have been an actor.
He's tall.
All the great ones were tall.
Lucy, you think you can find me a nice girl for Jack?
Oh, Mom, come on.
Well, I really don't know Jack's type, so I'm not one to...
I like blondes. Chubby ones.
Alan Ladd wasn't tall.
Marshall Dillon was 6'5".
Well, we all know who Lucy's type is.
These mashed potatoes are so creamy.
You like brunettes.
I could never make a good pot roast.
You need good beef. Argentina has great beef. Beef and Nazis.
John Wayne was tall.
Dustin Hoffman was 5'6".
Would you want to see Dustin Hoffman save the Alamo?
His mashed potatoes are so creamy.
Spain has good beef.
Mary mashed,
Cesar Romero was tall.
Cesar Romero was not Spanish.
I didn't say Cesar Romero was Spanish.
Well, what did you say?
I said Cesar Romero was tall.
Well, you all know he's tall.
Well, that's what I said. Cesar Romero is tall. That's all I said.
So if you need any help with history, don't call me.
Now remember, honey, if you're free for New Year's, we want to see you.
Thank you very much. I had a great time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Lucy.
Bye-bye. Night.
Hey, look, you guys, you're under the mistletoe.
Ooh. Kiss her, then.
Yeah.
It's mistletoe.
It's tradition.
It's Christmas.
Come on, idiot. Kiss her.
Oh, yeah.
Bye. Night. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Mom, Aaron, we're both on dish okay. Detail tonight. Bye. Let's go.
Bye.
Regular fare.
One token, please.
God, Mary, what are you doing here?
Hi.
You guys want to, you want to come through?
We can.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on in.
Transfer, please.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
I'm Mary, this is Beth.
Hi.
Mary's my, Lucy's going to marry my brother, Peter.
What? Lucy, you get married?
Well, it hasn't really been announced, so it's a little awkward for me to say anything, and, train.
Here. Train, okay. I'll see you later.
Thank you for coming. It's nice to meet you, Beth.
Girl, are you pregnant?
Yes, I'm pregnant, Celeste.
Lucy, you're not telling me what's going on. You're not giving me details. Details.
Okay,
just
come on. Celeste.
Celeste, you have to have sex in order to be pregnant.
But I thought you were engaged. Well, we're waiting.
Waiting.
Peter? Hi, it's Ashley. Is this machine working? Look, I'm back in Chicago, and I'm kind of shocked that you haven't called me back. Look, I really would like to hear from you, and I'd like to see my cat. Call me.
New Year's Eve hasn't been the same since Guy Lombardo died.
I love a clarinet. You know, nobody plays a clarinet anymore.
Guy Lombardo didn't play the clarinet.
I didn't say Guy Lombardo played the clarinet.
Now, you're Benny Goodman.
Hey, Pop.
He could play the licorice stick.
We got the Van Allen estate.
Hey, way to go. Attaboy.
That's great.
Way to go.
Hey, everybody. Lucy's pregnant.
How did you find out? What do you mean she's pregnant? How do you know?
Why? That's what Beth said. We heard it at the token yesterday.
Jack, do you know anything about this?
Go up to your room.
Who is it?
Joe Jr.
Oh, not here.
I know that trick.
Hey, my old man's got a set of keys.
That's illegal, and you know it, Joey.
Ta-da! I told him to give me the same ones they use in the winner's circle at Arlington.
They're beautiful. I can't accept them.
I could move in here. I bet your papa knocked $50 off the rent.
I have 6 months left to live.
Hey, you're just trying to make me feel better. It's that other guy, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I seen the way you look at him.
What? How do I look at him?
Like you just seen your first Trans Am. Now here, take him. You can lay him on my coffin.
Thank you.
Are you wearing the black bra? I love black underwears.
Jack.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
You're going to a party.
Yeah, my friend Celeste is having a party tonight.
Great. Hey, I'll drive you.
Oh, you know what? It's really not that far. It's fine.
No, come on.
Okay, but it's really not that far.
I move a lot of things with this truck.
So is everything okay?
Why wouldn't it be okay?
Just acting really weird.
No, I'm not being weird.
You are.
No, I'm not being weird. So, what about Peter?
What about Peter?
Peter is going to have a lot to deal with when he wakes up.
Lucy!
He looks good.
That's not Peter, that's Jack.
Who's Jack again?
Peter's brother.
Peter's the guy who's in the coma.
Yeah.
So then why did you bring Jack?
I didn't bring Jack. He followed me here.
So Jack's the fiancé?
No, Peter.
Peter doesn't even know you exist.
I know.
So Jack is Peter?
Yeah.
Lucy?
Yeah?
They have doctors for this kind of thing.
That's spiked.
Thank God.
You shouldn't have any.
Why not?
Because it's not good for the baby.
Wait a minute, kid.
This whole evening did not work out well at all.
And I'm supposed to share some responsibility in that?
No. Could you slow down a little bit?
Look, it was just a misunderstanding, and on top of the Joe Jr. thing...
Excuse me?
Nothing.
No, there's no nothing now. What Joe Jr. thing?
The leaning thing.
The leaning thing?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean by the leaning? Because he gave me flowers?
And then you leaned.
And then I leaned.
Yeah.
Okay. How did I lean when I leaned?
How were you leaning? It was a lot different than hugging. Hugging's very different. Hugging, that involves arms and hands. And leaning is whole bodies moving in like this. Leaning involves wanting and accepting. Leaning.
Hey, Luce. Is this guy bothering you?
No.
Are you sure? Because it looks like he's leaning.
Thank you. See?
I'll be right over here if you need me.
Okay, thank you very much.
I know karate.
Okay, now, all right, what about the other thing?
The other thing?
Mm-hmm.
The other misunderstanding?
Why did you think I was pregnant?
Well, Mary said that she had heard something like that.
And you believed her?
I didn't have any reason not to believe her.
So the only reason your brother would want to marry someone like me is if I was pregnant, right?
No.
Good night.
Fact is, you're not really Peter's type.
Yeah, Jack. All right. Whose type am I? Thank you.
Look, it's a great idea, you and Peter. It's just not obvious to the whole world.
You know what, Jack? I've had a really lousy Christmas. You just managed to kill my New Year's. If you come back on Easter, you can burn down my apartment.
Hey, come on, Lucy.
What do you want from me, Jack?
I want you not to be unhappy.
And what are you, the happiness guru, Jack? Are you happy? Because I don't remember you having had a conversation with your father. I mean, you do want to leave the business, don't you? Is this just like another miscommunication that we are having here?
What do you know about my family? Spending a week with them does not make you an expert.
Spending a lifetime with them hasn't made you one either.
Yeah, well, I know that keeping your family happy gets complicated. Would your father be happy knowing you're sitting in a token booth planning vacations that you aren't taking?
No, he wouldn't. You're right. But you have no idea what it's like to be alone.
Hey, you have Peter.
I don't have anybody. Good night. Happy New Year. They called me and told me to get down here. What happened?
He's awake.
Oh,
boy, will he be glad to see you.
Yeah.
Peter.
Hmm?
Peter. Your family's here, Peter.
My God. He
He's got amnesia.
Lacunar amnesia is a condition in which memory loss is localized and patchy, limited to isolated events.
Selective amnesia.
Okay, exactly.
I'm sorry. I need to tell you something that is really important. I was never...
Pregnant?
Huh?
We know. Jack called us.
Jack!
Hey, so it's come out of it, huh?
Oh, so glad you're here.
Excuse me, doctor? He's up again.
All right, let's go.
Hey, Jack, oh, I'm so glad you're here.
Now, listen, let me handle it. I'm too old a friend and too old a person for them to kill. I'll take care of it, all right?
Okay.
And I'll do it right now.
Okay.
Come on, right behind you.
How you feeling, champ?
I don't know.
Hey, remember her?
Should I?
Look closely.
She looks a little familiar. Why?
I think it's coming back.
I think so.
What's coming back? What? Tell me. Peter, tell me what?
You have amnesia.
I do?
Peter, you're engaged.
To who?
To Lucy.
Lucy? Who's Lucy?
You don't remember, do you?
Excuse me. Got some Jell-O for you today.
Do I like Jell-O?
Yum.
I think he's had enough excitement for one evening. Let's all go home. Hang in there, champ.
Good night, honey.
Good night, Mom. Oh,
so good to see you.
Mom.
He looks so good, you know.
He's going to be fine.
I think he looks wonderful. All right, we'll be back.
Jack, you too. Come on, let's go home.
Saul, where have you been?
What? I'm not allowed to go to the bathroom?
Saul.
I'm handling it. I will tell them.
When? When? On my golden anniversary?
Lucy, I'll tell them.
You better tell them.
I said I'd tell them.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Jack, you've been really great this week.
Yeah, like when I accused you of lying to everybody. Or when I accused you of having a relationship with Joe Jr. Or when I thought you were pregnant and I announced it to all your friends.
You've had a really busy week this week, haven't you? Look, Jack, starting tomorrow, things... are probably gonna be kind of different.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to know that you've become a really good friend. Okay.
Good friend. Lucy.
I didn't mean what I said about you and Peter. I think you two are going to make a really terrific couple, and I'm really glad that you won't be alone anymore.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Jack,
Is that you?
Gee, Pop. Brush you some donuts.
You're a savior. Your mother's got me eating these fat-free bran muffins. They taste like plywood.
Catching up?
Hey, it's been almost a week since I read the obituaries. You know, we missed a lot of good stuff the day after Christmas. Been a hell of a week, hasn't it? Life is a pain in the ass. I'll tell you, you know, you work hard, try to provide for the family, and then for 1 minute, everything's good. Everyone's well, everyone's happy, and in that 1 minute, you have peace.
Pop, this isn't that minute.
What do you mean?
You remember that rocking chair I made for Grandma?
Are you kidding me? It's so fancy, she won't even sit in it.
This fancy chair, 2 months ago, I sold 3 just like it. I've sold 2 dining tables. I got orders for 6 more.
That's a good side business.
This is not a side business. This is good business.
Wait a second. You don't want my business?
No, I don't.
How long have you felt this way?
Long time.
Well, why didn't you say something sooner? I could have sold the whole damn thing to Uncle Eddie for twice its value. I could have taken your mother on the cruise with Kathy Lee Gifford.
You're not mad at me.
Are you nuts? You are nuts. You want to make rocking chairs.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Fletcher finally went, huh?
Her dining room alone has got to be worth 40 grand.
Yeah. Well, those Murphy boys, they were moving in before the deed was done.
The problem, they're too pushy.
Very pushy.
We'll call them next week.
You'll call them next week.
That's right. I'll call them next week. Do I get a donut?
I'm sorry.
22, 10, 40. Eighth grade locker combination. Birth date, 3/11/59.
You have to remember Lucy.
Social security number, 14460-6894.
You love her. You just don't remember.
3.73 grade point average, Northwestern University.
Can I talk to Peter alone?
Everything okay, Saul?
Senior class president, 1981.
I just want to talk to my godson.
Let me take that for you.
We'll be back.
Okay, we'll see you later, honey.
You sure, Saul?
Yeah, sure.
See you, son.
See you, Dad.
Peter, I've known you since you were born. I've been to every major event in your life, from Cub Scouts to, well, to the day you discovered hair on your schmeckle. You've had a good education. You're very popular with all those friends of yours. You make a nice living. And everybody knows you're a good-looking kid. But, Peter, you're a putz.
Excuse me?
Oh, look, I'm your godfather. I mean, I love you. I couldn't love you any more if you were my own son. But the fact of the matter is, you're a putz.
Is there a point to this?
Lucy! Peter, there's something you have to know about her. You see, she... Well... She's... you know... She's not only your fiancé, she's your guardian angel. Yeah. Peter, she saved your life. Now, she's coming to see you today, and I want you to do yourself a favor. I want you to look deeply into her eyes and listen with the heart of a man who has just been given a second chance at life. And after 2 minutes, if you're not madly in love with her, why, tell her you want to break up. And you can go back to being a putz. But if in the 2 minutes you see what the rest of us only took seconds to see, you will propose to her for the second time and marry her before she has a chance to escape. Before she comes, take a little time and think about what an old putz just told you. You know, if I was 40 years younger, I'd marry her myself. That is, if she'd convert. Hey, that's a joke.
Lucy.
Hi.
Hi.
I came to bring you back your things.
Would you like a sandwich?
No, I'm okay, thanks. Can I get you anything?
I wish I had my own clothes.
Well, I like your blue pinstripe.
Double-breasted?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite, too.
Really?
Yeah. Please sit down.
I saw a picture of you when you saved the three squirrels.
They never called, they never write. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I guess we don't get to do many heroic things as an adult.
Oh, that's for sure. You do, though.
Oh. No, jumping in front of that train was unusual.
I don't think I've done anything truly heroic my whole life. I chased a person at you once.
Well, that's something.
I pretended to pull a hamstring.
Well, most guys probably wouldn't have chased after me in the first place. I mean, I work at the L, believe me, I know. You give up your seat every day in the train.
Wow. But that's not heroic.
It is to the person who sits in it. You always gave me something to look forward to every day, so.
You know, you do remind me of someone. It's probably you.
Excuse me, ma'am.
What apartment?
You're new.
Yes, ma'am. What apartment?
I'm going to Peter Callahan's apartment.
And your name, please?
Ashley Bartlett Bacon. I am Peter's fiancé.
You're not his fiancé.
Huh?
Huh?
Hey, looking good.
Oh, well, they're moving me to the second floor.
Great. Mind if I drove?
No problem. See you by the elevators.
All right.
Okay.
Oh,
nope.
There we go.
Oh, it's a little drafty.
Yeah, I brought you some contraband.
Oh. Chocolate peanut butter, thanks. Oh. Hey, Lucy's pretty terrific, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
We're engaged, you know.
Yeah, I heard that.
Now, this I remember. Everything is better. Everything looks better, feels better. Even this chocolate peanut butter tastes better.
Good. It's fudge mint.
Whatever. I'm reborn. If you were a priest right now, I'd confess everything to you.
No, don't confess. I'm trying to be positive right now. Just eat your ice cream.
I don't even know what my secretary sent Mom and Dad for Christmas.
It was a fruit basket. Now, look, I don't
know. I've never been faithful to a woman.
I'm going to leave.
Remember the squirrels?
Don't even say it.
First, I knocked them out of their nest with a rock.
Peter.
Then I saved them.
Ew. Did you say any of this to Lucy?
That was in the past. I'm making a clean start with Lucy. She is. What is she? She's.
I'd say that she gets under your skin as soon as you meet her. She drives you so nuts you don't know whether to hug her or just really arm wrestle her. She would go all the way to Europe just to get a stamp or a passport. I don't know if that amounts to insanity or just being really, really likable.
No, that's not it. But she's got to be really special. She's got to be. And I can spend the rest of my life finding out why. I don't have to know now. I don't have to know tomorrow. I don't have to know in a year or 10 years. I don't have to I don't have to have all the answers today, or maybe someday I'll have a clue, but it doesn't mean I can't make a lifetime commitment. Does this make any sense?
Not really, but that's common after a head injury.
My shoes.
Oh.
What did they say?
Who?
The Callahans. Are they inside?
You missed them.
Well, what was their reaction to the news?
I didn't tell him yet.
What do you mean, Saul? What about Peter?
Well, I didn't tell him either.
Saul? You said you're going to handle this.
I'll handle it.
This is handling it.
Saul?
Listen,
what?
You're fired.
Fired?
Sorry, pardon me. Two, please. Four, please.
Dr. Palazzi to ICU North.
You're welcome.
Ashley!
Scumbag! You're engaged? May I remind you that you proposed to me?
You said no. We broke up.
No. I was confused. We stepped back.
You moved to Portugal.
Yes, I didn't think you were going to run out and marry the first bimbo that you came across.
Lucy's not a bimbo.
Lucy? Lucy who?
I don't remember.
Liar.
I don't remember proposing. I was in a coma. I have amnesia.
Amnesia. Oh, well, now that's rich. All right, fine. I want my stuff back.
Fine. Then I want my stuff back.
What stuff?
Your nose.
You can't take my nose back.
I paid for it.
Well, then here. You paid for these, too.
Oh, keep them. I'm a changed man, Ashley.
Go ahead. Go ahead and marry her, you one bald bastard.
Holy buckets, Peter. Moving on to greener pastures.
Yeah.
You got a bell.
Lucy, they
moved him.
They
moved
him? Come with me.
Downstairs.
Lucy.
Lucy.
Hi, Peter. Oh, God, you look really good.
I feel really good. You know what? Facing death makes a man evaluate his life. And I've been thinking about mine, and I haven't liked what I've seen. I've seen a man who has courtside tickets to the Bulls, a lucrative investment portfolio, an apartment on the Rue du Faubourg, Saint-Honoré.
Where?
Paris.
But I've also seen a man who has no one to trust. No one to want to have a son with. You were there when I needed someone the most. You gave me a second chance at life. Took a coma to wake me up. My family loves you. I might as well love you. Lucy Eleanor Moderitz, will you marry me?
Wanda, are you all right? Honey?
Your hair is looking very big tonight.
Why, thank you. I love your new cologne.
Yeah, it's called Paris Guy. It's from France.
Nice.
How you doing?
Hey, are you going to see Lucy?
Yeah.
She is the best looking chick in this building.
Hey!
But you are the best looking chick on the third floor.
Joe Jr.
Phyllis?
No, this one. Oh, I don't want any flowers from you. I am not wearing black underwear, and I definitely do not want to move in with you, Jack.
Well, I don't have any flowers. I wouldn't mind seeing the black underwear, but under the circumstances, I don't think we should move in together.
I thought you were Joe Jr.
I get that a lot.
Do you want to come in?
Yeah. Wow. So that's the wedding dress, huh? The wedding dress. It works good as a tie, too.
I just wanted to give you this before all the presents started to pile up. I was dropping off some furniture in Little Italy. I look in the window and...
Florence. Thank you. It's really beautiful.
And I wanted to say that I think that Peter is a very lucky guy.
Thank you.
I had to say that because you're going to be my sister-in-law.
I guess we'll be seeing a lot of each other then.
I better get going.
Yeah. Hey, Jack? Jack.
Yeah.
Can you give me any reason why I shouldn't marry your brother?
What's this?
It's a wedding invitation.
Wait a minute. This is your wedding invitation.
So?
Whom are we marrying?
Jerry. Peter Callahan.
The coma guy? Are you insane?
Yes, Jerry, I'm insane. Every day I go and I sit in a booth like a veal. I work every holiday. I go home to a cat. And now a rich and handsome man has asked me to marry him, and I've said yes. Okay, that makes me a raving total lunatic.
The wedding is tomorrow, Lucy.
I know it's tomorrow, Jerry, but you know what? I even wish it were yesterday, because you know what? That would mean that today that I would be on my honeymoon, that I would finally have a stamp in my passport, and that it would say Italy on it.
What happened with the other guy?
He didn't want me.
Maybe she forgot.
A woman doesn't forget her wedding day.
Maybe she's stuck in traffic.
Does this look ridiculous?
No, you look fine.
Well, you got the rings?
Yeah, I got the ring.
What's the matter with you, Jack?
You suck.
I suck. The outfit sucks.
It's a toss-up.
What do you mean?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join...
I object.
Oh,
I didn't get to that part yet.
I would have to object, too.
What about you?
I'm thinking.
What the hell is going on?
I am in love with your son.
I know.
Not that one.
Jack, what the hell did you do?
He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. It was me. It was all me. Elsie, how you doing? You doing okay? you remember that day at the hospital? Of course you remember that day at the hospital. Well, there was a little mix-up. I saw Peter get pushed onto the tracks, and I saved his life. But when I got to the hospital, they wouldn't let me see him, so someone told the doctor that I was his fiancée, only, it's not true. I was never engaged to Peter.
Why didn't you say something?
Because I didn't know how to tell you. We never even met until that day on the tracks. It's just when we were in the hospital room, everything happened so fast, and I couldn't tell you the truth. And then I didn't want to tell you the truth because the truth was that I fell in love with you.
You fell in love with me?
No, yes, all of you. I went from being all alone to being a fiancé, a daughter, a granddaughter, a sister. And a friend. I might have saved your life on the tracks that day, but you know what? You really saved mine. You allowed me to be a part of your family, and I haven't had that in a really long time. And I just didn't want to let go of that. So even though it was just for a little while, I will love them always. I'm very sorry. Oh, and I'm very sorry about your carpet.
What about my carpet?
Peter Callahan is engaged to me. I object to this wedding.
Get in line.
And I object to your objection.
Who's that?
Ashley's husband.
You proposed to a married woman?
Yes, and I was in a coma when my brother makes a play for my... sort of my fiancé.
Peter, how could you do this?
You were better off together.
Hey, Luce. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry things didn't work out with that guy. And, you know, right now, you should get in touch with the child within and explore your feminine side. And, you know, don't start eating cookies and cake and stuff like that because you'll blow up like my Aunt Roberta, you know, and... you deserve better than that. So.
So, how are things going with them, this third floor?
Some of my shoes.
Okay.
Hey, last day, huh?
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss you.
We'll see each other.
You better.
Of course.
Really?
Bye.
See you.
See? I need to ask you a question.
Get down on your knee. It's more romantic.
proposing. Let him do it.
I am letting him do it.
Can I come in there, please?
I can't. Not without a token. So, I had planned to marry Peter, but I married Jack instead. Thank goodness my father was right. Life doesn't always turn out the way you plan. But Jack gave me the perfect gift. A stamp in my passport. He took me to Florence for our honeymoon. I guess you might say he gave me the world. Peter once asked me when it was that I fell in love with Jack. And I told him. It was while you were sleeping.
Reason to believe again.